This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As of today, you are wiser than you have ever been, and probably as mature as you've ever been in your life as well. You have the ability to take some action to make your life better even than it is at the moment or has been to this point. So let's have faith in a good day. This is Doug Steffen, signing off, signing on. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Let's do some of the trending, this is sort of like trending chads, more on the vaccine and COVID. Seems Emilio Estevez is getting a lot of attention, ladies, because he will not be back for the second season of The Mighty Ducks. This is something, Victoria, I think you like, right? You like watch this?
Yeah. Lewis and I are huge fans of, like, the whole franchise, and then to have it be rebooted on Disney Plus with Lauren Graham, who's an actress I love, and so it was so good, and to have him not be a part of season two after being a producer.
Well, how does he go anywhere? He's the show, isn't he?
The focus really is on the kids, and Lauren Graham being the mom of the hockey team. But, yeah, I mean, Gordon Bombay, his character, is the famous coach of the Mighty Ducks. So, I don't know how, unless he dies or Zamboni runs him over, I don't know how they're going to write him. Like, how are they, remember Eddie on Cheers, the Zamboni ran him over? Like, I don't know, maybe that's the only way that they can do it. But there were a lot of rumors stuff about anti-vax, and he made a very strong statement that he's not anti-vax. He actually went into detail about having long COVID symptoms, and from the very beginning of COVID, he got it. Like March 13th, he got his test of 2020. So
I can't imagine his father, Martin Sheen, not having vaccinated. I can't imagine him being
anti-vaxxer
group.
Yeah, and he's not, and he makes
Charlie Sheen, his brother, I can see him being a non-vaxxer.
Well, Charlie's got the tiger blood for immunity, so I don't know. Maybe
he doesn't need it.
Yeah, he doesn't need it, maybe. But yeah, I mean, Emilio made this very clear because everyone was calling him an anti-vaxxer, and he said that that's not what happened. He said it was abundance of, you know, creative differences, and in the long run, he said it was, he called it good old-fashioned contract dispute. So it's a bummer. He wrote a really nice letter to the other cast members and all the new
generation. The actress?
Lauren Graham. She was on Gilmore Girls, and she's been in a million things. As soon as you see her face, you're going to recognize her. She was most recently on Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, and she left that show to do Mighty Ducks. So now I guess it's all on her.
Really?
It's just too bad. Yeah, it's really too bad they couldn't make it work because it's, I don't know.
He said he was disappointed and that, you know, he is sad that he's not going to be back. He says he's anti-bully, which I don't know if he's referring to. He's obviously referring to Disney in this, but.
Well, Disney is a bully. Yeah. Disney's a horrible, just awful.
The other thing that makes me really concerned, too, is he says if these are the creative differences and they wanted to go in different directions, he's the reason that they were able to reboot this show because he had a whole really interesting storyline for his character. So it makes me think if he wanted to do and stay true to the story for season two, that it means Disney wants to do something terrible and cheesy, and that's why they couldn't work it out. So I'm not feeling very confident about season two, which is a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very recognizable. Okay, next festival or musical event to be affected. Remember last year how Coachella and Stagecoach, both of them were canceled, right, because of the COVID deal. Now, what are they doing this year? They seem to be loosening up the guidelines, making it easier for people to go.
They're not doing vaccine requirements. There was a big story where they were going to require vaccines, and then they just changed that. I think there was a lot of pushback, and I think they thought they weren't going to sell it out. So both of the events are, I think you have to wear a mask, but I don't think you have to show your proof of vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can show proof of a test.
For both of them, Stagecoach and Coachella, are they produced by the same people?
Yeah.
Golden
Voice. The company.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, isn't it so depressing that they're even talking about vaccine stuff for April. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh my gosh, I don't know.
And I gotta tell you, as someone who went to Stagecoach like 4 or 5 years in a row, I cannot imagine going there with a mask on.
It right? Isn't it always really
hot? Coachella? Way too hot.
Yeah.
Mm. It seems that we need to bring this down, and by April of next year, things should be much more in control. So, who are the performers this year? Is there a lineup of performers yet?
Coachella doesn't have a lineup. They haven't announced it yet. And Stagecoach is Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood, and Luke Combs.
Hmm. Hmm.
So those are heavy hitters in the country world. Group. So
It is. Yep. The country of North Ireland is suing Van the Man. He is an anti-vaxxer, man. Van Morrison, he's out there when it comes to this kind of stuff. Not unexpected at all for anybody that's followed his career and his thinking. So the health minister of Northern Ireland is suing Van Morrison after Van Morrison called him very dangerous for his handling of the coronavirus restrictions. Morrison doesn't like the restrictions at all. And I don't know if he's been, has he had shots? I'm going to doubt that he's had shots.
I doubt it. I don't know. I don't know the answer. He's just been so kind of extra wackadoo. I mean, there's like a base level of wackadoo with him, but it's been like it's been on 11. Like it's been, I'm not sure what's happening.
Very few performers that I like more musically anyway than Van Morrison. But you know, he's an independent sort of thinker. And a very,
well,
very
not
strange...
really, though. And that's the thing. All these people who are claiming to be anti-vax, they're not independent thinkers. They're just in a different group. They're just in a gigantic group.
In terms of how he usually is when it comes to most stuff.
And to be fair, there's been a shift because there used to be people who were considered pretty hippy-dippy who were anti-big pharma who are now kind of in the support column.
Who would be an example of that,
this vaccine. I think there are a lot of people who are into like organics and into, you know, I call them the coconut oil crowd, you know, the ones that rub coconut oil on themselves that were really against and distrustful of big pharma that are now in lockstep with big pharma because of their support of the vaccine. So, you know, I think a lot of people have shifted. I think Van Morrison was probably in that camp, and maybe just some of his brethren on that side left him behind in favor of the vaccine. I don't know. You know who I'm talking about. Like,
what did you say about people who buy, I use coconut oil on my face?
I know. You might be part of the coconut oil crowd. You left Van Morrison behind.
I like Van Morrison. Very funny. All right, let's see what's going on in Germany. The coronavirus infection rate there has climbed last week or so. Officials have called the unvaccinated the problem. The disease control center there said the country has seen 201 new cases per 100,000 residents over the past couple of days. So why is that? What is going on? Germany's been pretty tough on this. Hasn't they all along?
Well, I mean, essentially what's happening is that everyone who got, I guess they had a slow rollout of the vaccine. That was one thing that happened. And then remember, they were doing AstraZeneca in the beginning, and Germany were the first ones to halt anyone over 65 from getting AstraZeneca. They had a lot of start stops, and I think AstraZeneca was a big part of it. And then they just found the blood clotting issues, and they kind of didn't move forward with it. I think they started buying up Pfizer. So I think that they're just behind, and now that they're trying to get the older population boosted, like Israel has, and like America has started doing. And it just doesn't seem to be moving that quickly. And the cases are spreading and hospitals are filling back up again.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we have Kentucky back here in America surpassing 10,000 coronavirus deaths this past weekend. So is that the worst state in the country?
It's just a monument. It's sort of a milestone number for anybody to reach. So it's not the worst in the country, but... I mean, New York, New Jersey, California, Florida lost more than that, but it's, you know, for Kentucky, it's a lot of people.
Well, it's a lot for any place.
Sure. I mean, no one should
have to
be
talking
about this.
My question, is the federal government still giving hospitals a bounty for everybody that they declare having died of COVID? Is that still going on? Remember, they were paying $2,000 per person.
I had some of that was on the state's levels too. Like they were given an allotment of money to
handle that. Yeah, so the money, the numbers were not to be trusted. I never trusted.
That's the problem is that the numbers, and you don't know about the comorbidities. I told you guys, and this is a very reliable source. One of my close friends' mother died during all of this. Didn't have to, but had dementia and was not allowed to see any of her family and literally just stopped eating and went into this horrible depression because none of her family was there and she couldn't understand where they were. She couldn't use an iPad. I mean, awful. And she ends up dying of, she had what they said was pneumonia, but she had no COVID. And they were desperate to write her death certificate as COVID, and it turns out it's because they get 20% more payout the federal government. And so my friend said, no, you're not going to count her as a COVID death. You're not going to do that. She does not have COVID. And so it took 6 weeks before they would even release her body to my friend while they went back and forth about the cause of death. I mean, and there was no positive COVID test. There was nobody, no doctor, no nurse ever diagnosed her with COVID. It just came out of the blue. So this can't be just a one-off.
If you look at stats, yesterday was the first day for, the past 18 months, last year and a half or so, that people coming from other countries, even our neighbors, Mexico, Canada, but most of Europe, now have the ability to send people, you know, just back to normal. Airlines have gone back to starting flights that they didn't have. There's a Boston-London flight that hasn't run for ages on American that started on, actually, I think it started Sunday night. And they're all now the tourism industry, which has been wiped out by the pandemic. Now they're getting people on planes and boats and cruises and stuff. And it'll be nice to see. I'm looking at some of the
people. I mean, all the
JFK
Boston,
last night filled with all kinds of people.
JFK Boston. And Newark Airport and Logan. And yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of people had been separated and didn't think it would be 2 years later before they could see their spouse or whomever. But I just hope that this, because this was such a big reopening, just hope that,
England,
in New York and New Jersey, I just hope we don't have another spike because everybody gets filtered through here. So, hoping
London to New York is the most profitable route that British Airways runs. The American Airlines' most profitable route is New York-London. Virgin Atlantic, same thing. So I thought it was kind of interesting. Yesterday, the first flights out in the morning on British Airways and Virgin Atlantic left at the same time. They were on parallel, kind of cool, parallel runways. They took off together. Yeah, right. And they landed together at from Heathrow into JFK. I thought that was kind of cool, frankly. So good. It's nice to have those. It's nice to be able to do that sort of thing. A lot of tears, a lot of hugs, a lot of balloons. 19 after on the DJV program. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Nothing average about this program. We're all above the fray, if you will. It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner now to bring us up to date on some of the trending things. I've been seeing story after story after story after story about Alec Baldwin and what he wants next. I don't know. I'm still wondering whether they're going to finish this movie Rust.
No.
Not at all. Yeah, it's done.
Done. Okay. So what is he?
Someone got bitten by a brown recluse spider too. Did you hear about that?
Oh, jeez.
On the set of Rust?
No. Yeah, I don't know that I would put that one on Alec Baldwin, but
no. But like this movie just seems doomed. It was. Some guy ended up in the hospital because he got bitten by a spider. So it's a lot of.
Was it an itsy bitsy spider?
No, it was a big brown poisonous one.
Ooh, yucka bunga. All right. So anyway, Alec Baldwin wants what, Jay?
He wants there to be actual police officers on sets to monitor weapon safety. He says that it shouldn't even be fully on the prop masters and armorers who, again, this is their job to do and be responsible
for. Yeah, what do you need a policeman for?
But he wants the police officers to be the ones
I still like my idea. Because I think it's a unifier. I think there needs to be a member of the NRA on every movie set. And you know what? Because the NRA gets vilified, and they actually have very good weapons training programs. And why wouldn't you have somebody who could go and give training to the people on how to use firearms appropriately and how to care for them appropriately?
But the NRA versus most Hollywood actors, wouldn't that just set everything up for...
That's the point.
Sides.
I think the point is that they it might actually unify people a little bit. I mean, when do you start to really exchange people's ideas? When you befriend them, right? When you work together, when you have, when you have these moments. I mean, maybe this brings people together and brings some understanding instead of just more division all the time.
I bet the NRA wouldn't want to take that on, though, because the liability, it would all get passed to them if something like this happened.
I still
it's not
like
a bad idea. I mean, I'm
certainly
just,
caused lots of concern and conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Way more so than police officers. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Alec,
you just have way too much to do. Way too much to do. Rather than this would be a detail.
This would be an extra, but it's still.
People need to be better trained. I mean, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was the armorer on this, who clearly a rookie and. Her legal team is saying that they're calling for sabotage, saying that somebody intentionally smuggled live rounds and they placed some of these live rounds in the box with the dummy rounds.
So who would do that? Why?
Who, Even whether that was true or not, they still look different. An armorer would know the difference. Yeah. Somebody who is doing their job and checking their gun. Sounds like a plot. This fully falls on this woman.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, speaking of falling on a woman, Ben Affleck and J-Lo were caught kissing. He was getting on a plane.
She was getting on a plane. They had quite a long embrace. They were smooching it up on the tarmac. And what really kind of got people going online was there's one photo where Ben makes this, like, really awkward face. His mouth is open. He almost looks like maybe a little bit of pain, maybe a little bit of ecstasy. And people were creating memes about what J-Lo said to him, or, you know, what caused Ben to make this face. And the majority of people were like, she suggested they make Julie too, which was a film they made together.
All right, so here's where my mind goes. When I see this sort of thing, Ben Affleck is still a smoker. I don't think she is. So how is that? How do you kiss somebody, a non-smoker kiss a smoker?
She used to smoke.
Yeah, but there's, you know,
and she did on what was the recent film that she did? Where
Hustlers.
Yes. Hustlers. Yeah, her character smokes, and so she smoked during that time to kind of stay in character.
Yeah.
Sure. But, she probably enjoyed kissing him after
she probably,
he smokes.
Yeah, I mean,
get a little bit of that taste again.
Or rehab and casinos all night long. I don't know. I think she probably figured it's safer to choose to let him have cigarettes.
Well, and she has said that the only reason she stopped smoking was because she doesn't smoke nor drink to keep her skin looking youthful.
Right. Well, not about her kids.
It does work.
All right.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Musician Drake on Monday night issued his first public remarks on the devastating tragedy at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival in Houston, where he made a surprise appearance before a stampede of concertgoers led to the deaths of 8 people. Drake socialized, quote, "My heart is broken for the families and friends of those who lost their lives and for anyone who is suffering," end quote. Thousands of migrants sought to storm the border from Belarus into Poland on Monday, cutting razor wire defenses and using branches to try to climb over them. The siege escalated a crisis along the European Union's eastern border. Poland's government said it had rebuffed an illegal invasion and claimed the situation was under control. The city of Brea in Southern California unanimously supported a memorandum November 2nd to approve salary increases and relax sick leave for its police department. Will allow the city to attract more qualified applicants when hiring new officers and other employees. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
CNN White House correspondent asked Transportation Secretary Monday when racism will be removed from our nation's roads.
The construct of how you will deconstruct the racism that was built into the roadways.
We have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
With the supply chain crisis strangulating American businesses, $1 billion tax dollars will be spent to remove racism from our roads. Journalist from The Hill, Joe Concha, tells Fox News his take on racist roads.
Look, I'm old enough to remember first reporting that April Ryan, who portrays herself as an objective White House correspondent and analyst for CNN, once agreed to host a fundraising event for Pete Buttigieg when he was a 2020 presidential candidate. Only after she got caught did she pull out of that event while hilariously claiming she didn't know it was a campaign event. So this isn't somebody who's remotely objective in terms of asking the question. She's the same person who went off on Sarah Sanders and accusing her for not making a chocolate pecan pie on Thanksgiving. Sanders was press secretary at the time. Because this is just a vanity job for Mayor Pete. It's setting up his next presidential run, which could be as soon as 2024, because apparently the guy currently in office, his own party, more and more saying, please don't run in 2024. We'd rather have somebody else. And Buttigieg, the scuttlebutt on the street is he'll be that plan B since Kamala Harris is currently polling at 28% approval.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, if you say so, Phil. Phil's the boss. Here we are, 34 after the hour. My time is flying, and we're having a great time. This is the DJV program here to inspire whoever wants to be inspired with inspiring folks like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Whoever is happy will make others happy as well. So if we're happy, we hope that that will infect you, and you'll have a pretty happy day. Some people in the news. Ladies, a fellow named Sonny Eberhardt is 83 years old, known as Nimble Will Nomad. He's the oldest person to hike the Appalachian Trail. Guy from Alabama, started walking when he retired more than a quarter of a century ago and hasn't stopped since. The oldest hiker to complete the Appalachian Trail. How long is the Appalachian Trail? Anybody ever done it or been on the Appalachian Trail?
I've been on parts of it in Pennsylvania. Yeah, it goes all the way up to top of Maine. So
yeah. I have cousins who have done it, but I don't know how long it is.
Right. He says, I have a couple of skid marks on me, but I'm okay. You got to have a lot of resolve to do this. He hiked the trail out of order in various sections to take advantage of the weather and those sorts of things.
I'd like to give myself 2 points for not making a jerky comment about that.
What? The skid marks?
I mean, what? I was thinking it too, Jen.
What? How about you lost me?
Just keep going.
The Appalachian Trail is 2,190 miles, though.
Yeah, after a lot of walking, you know, I can understand.
Okay.
Right. So you're going to have to email Doug and tell him what skid marks are. Right. I know.
Right. You of all people, I think, should know.
That sounds a little suggestive. All right. Anyway, I put this under old timers in the news. Here's the news from the Pope and the Vatican. A lot of people are excited because he's appointed the first woman to serve as the Secretary General of the Vatican, Sister Raffaella Petrini, becoming the first woman to serve in the number two position in the governorship of the Vatican. The appointment makes her a 52-year-old Italian nun. What a surprise. The highest-ranking woman in the world's smallest state. You know that the Vatican is untouchable, right? That's why all of these guys who were pedophile priests went over there and they moved into the Vatican and nobody can get at them. So that was what happened to Cardinal Law from Boston. He knew he was going to be arrested the next day. So he gets on a plane, and this was all arranged. I mean, the Boston police had to know what was going on. He gets on a plane to Rome the night before he's supposed to be, quote-unquote, arrested, and he was seen again. They picked him up at the airport in a limo and drove him right to the Vatican, and he never left the Vatican until they buried him. I think he's buried in the Vatican. What a cur. Huh. Anyway, I just had a thought, and glad I didn't say it. Anyway, Petrini is going to serve as the Secretary General of the Governorate of the State of Vatican City. So they've got 2,000 employees there. It's a big deal. And they have $5 billion in treasure in the basement. And what was that movie that, one of
Da Vinci Code?
Weren't there three of those with Tom Hanks? Yeah.
The Da Vinci Code, then Angels and Demons, and then...
It was Angels and Demons where What's-His-Face burned himself at the end?
Yes.
Which one was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So, all right, let's see here. Santa... Oh, no, we're talking about Christmas already? Have you heard Christmas music on the radio yet, ladies?
I heard it in my car because I was playing it.
Really?
I think I was listening to the Sirius one.
Yeah, they're up and running. Yeah, Holiday and Holly are up.
I think on Sunday I was listening. I think it was KBIG in L.A. That has gone. Mostly iHeart AC stations.
No, not yet. I was just checking.
It KBIG?
I don't think, unless it's Coast that goes
Coast
Christmas. Yeah.
Really?
But
it's earlier
Sunday,
this year, though,
I haven't
right?
heard it.
In general?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, because I saw something in one of the the radio trades that had said that more and more stations were going earlier this
early.
Year.
Early? Oh, yeah.
Like everybody. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just me since I've already got the tree up, but like, I feel like everybody is going early this year.
Okay. So the Georgia judge who, I guess this was a joke, banned the elf on the shelf. Cobb County Superior Court Chief Judge Robert Leonard apparently is having a slow day. Must not be too many crooks in town. He posted a mock order banishing the elves on the shelves. Tired of living in elf on the shelf tyranny? Not looking forward to the elf forgetting to move and causing your children emotional distress? I am a public servant, and I will take the heat for you. My gift to tired parents, he says. Is banning the elf on the shelf. So
little
where did
squatter.
This all get started?
He's a squatter, that little elf.
Yeah, so when did this tradition get started? I don't remember it when I was young.
I never had it as a kid.
Never
so
it, naughty or
yeah.
nice.
I feel like it was sometime in the early aughts. It's not super old, or maybe not even the early aughts, like 2010-ish.
Yeah, so I feel like that's when I first learned about it, too, around then.
How is it
but
applied?
I mean, this is... Well, because... Okay, so here's the thing. So the elves... Earmuffs, kids, if you're in the car. So the elves get moved every night by the parents, and some parents have taken it on to, like, make very elaborate schemes of what the elves are up to no good. And so, like, it's amazing what some of the parents have done. They build houses for the elves, and they really go all out. And
they
write
ceiling fans sometimes.
And
the elves are very busy every single night. There's no night off for these elves.
So a lot of parents, when the judge issued this fake order, a lot of parents on social media were like, amen. Like, can we please retire the elves? It's just, it's a lot of work.
But where did it get started? Where the, was it American tradition, European tradition?
Doesn't it feel very like a marketing company?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it was kind
a
of
book
like
or a
like
movie. I think it was a book first.
It kind of feels like it's one of those, like, meant to be Christmassy, but ends up super creepy German stories. You know, like, it's meant for kids, but really pretty haunting. I don't know. I feel like it's some. It probably started somewhere over there, where it's dark. They have, you know, Krampus. I mean, it's not out of their realm.
Krampus, yeah.
All right, more serious things. Man shot by Kyle Rittenhouse took to the stand. This trial's going on now. Lending support to Rittenhouse's self-defense.
Prepare yourself. He's getting off. Yeah, he's totally.
You think he's going to get off?
Absolutely.
My God, after all that.
Ridiculous.
But you know what? Oh, after all that, turned out to be a lot of fake news.
How so?
I think, well, just in listening to what's been going on, I was with the rest of you guys. I was like, yeah, he shouldn't have been. Number one, he shouldn't have been out there, just period, end of story. But if you don't remember, Kyle Rittenhouse is a guy who went out with a gun after the streets were shut down. He said he was going to protect his business, his grandmother, or something like that. And ended up
but he drove 140 miles away from where he went looking.
There's no doubt in my mind that
bought a gun.
Yeah, that he should not have been there. No, he shouldn't have been there. But when the media started talking about this, they gave the impression that he killed three black people. He did not. He killed, well, he didn't even kill, but he shot white people, essentially. All three of them were white. And I think someone did die, but the person who testified did not. Not all of them died is the point. But the guy who testified yesterday just testified that he was coerced in custody to say certain things about Kyle Rittenhouse, and he like came clean on the stand yesterday. So much so that the opposing counsel put his head in his hands and was like, "Oh no!" I mean, the writing is on the wall that
Ricky
I think
Schroeder
this guy
paid him.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's even fair. I mean, here's the thing. We want justice,
I'm making
right?
a joke about Ricky Schroeder.
I know.
Who's been so supportive of Kyle Rittenhouse. It's been kind of sickening. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, there are a lot of people who have said that the people are kind of getting vilified because it fits a narrative. And so I think that's where Ricky Schroeder is. I don't know if that's the truth in this case, but certainly it is not what we were led to believe, and I think that people should prepare themselves if they wanted to see a conviction of this guy, because I can't imagine it's going to happen after yesterday.
All right, so here's another trial going on. Remember last summer when the police officer in that Colorado town shot a bystander who had stopped a gunman armed with a rifle? The police officer thought that the man who had taken the rifle away from the bad guy was the bad guy, and he shot him. And killed him. The bystander's name was John Hurley. He was 40 years old. And so apparently there's a lot of stuff. The officer has not been identified, and that's probably a good thing at this point. But his lawyer, the lawyers for the policeman, said that he had objectively reasonable grounds to believe that he was in imminent danger, because this guy who saw somebody with a rifle aiming it at somebody, jumped on the guy, took the rifle away from him. The policeman thought the guy who had taken the rifle away from the bad guy was the bad guy, and he shot him and killed him. So what do you do in a mess like that? This was an AR-15 rifle, by the way, not just a, you know, everyday, like a 22 or something. And so there are all kinds of questions. What was this guy doing with that rifle? This fellow, and by the way, Hurley, who got shot, shot the bad guy. His name was Ronald Freuka, with his gun. Apparently, the bad guy had killed a police officer ahead of all of this. And it was like guns everywhere. Guns were the bad guy had a gun. The policeman was shooting at him. This guy shows up on the scene, grabs the gun away from the bad guy and shoots him. And then the policeman who just shows up on the scene shoots him because he thinks he's a bad guy. It's like a circus of mistakes, or not mistakes, but a circus of guns on top of guns on top of guns. Ay, ay, ay. So this poor guy, who got killed. And now, so what do you do with the police officer that shot him? That's basically what it's for. They charged the police officer with murder, killing the good guy. But under the circumstances, it looks kind of hazy to me with all of the stuff that was going on. I don't know. What do you think, ladies?
So exhausting.
It is. It's, you know, and what were all, what was the original intent? I'm trying to figure out what the original intent was. The first guy had a gun who shot at another guy. Was there a robbery? I didn't even see the behind the scenes here. There was just gunfire all over the place. Wow. That's got to be a sticky wicket, man. 46 past the hour. Our Zodiac Magic podcast. Every week, I interact with Laura Banks, who's a well-known astrologer. You may remember her. She's been an actress on a number of TV programs and movies and stuff. But she found her calling in astrology, and she's really quite good. You can check her out at stargalnetwork.com. Would you say I was the orchestrator? I just listen to these two ladies. Laura Banks talks about day after day after day this week, where the moon is going to be on November 10th. He shouldn't sign anything important because there's something going on. Take a chill pill, she says, till November the 12th, because that'll be a great day. So if you want to hear the nuance of what is in store for you in a kind of a general but yet an important sense, check out that part of Zodiac Magic. And then we have our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, who, as we were talking about, being clairaudient. What's the other one? Clairsentient, but there's clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant.
Yeah, right, yeah. And there's a lot to be... And what do you get for messages, and do you believe voices that you have in your head? Everybody's got them. But we have that kind of thing explained. Well, I think you'll like the podcast called Zodiac Magic. You can get it. Follow the podcast at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
Many veterans have extreme PTSD all their lives.
I know people that had PTSD from having COVID, but are better now. I can't imagine anyone having it their entire lives.
Imagine shelter in place forever. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, helps these isolated or sick veterans at no charge to them.
How can I help?
Learn more at HealVets.org.
HealVets.org?
Yes. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three past the hour. It's always time for health information. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here as part of the DJV program and DJV Health with a question. I guess as much as anything else, the idea that wondering whether when you in your clinic there in Salt Lake talk to people about how their body functions, do you talk to them about their lymphatic system and how it functions? Do you think people understand what's behind their ears and what's in their groin and what's under their arm? Because that's really what we're talking about, right? The flow.
Well, yes. Yeah, just not the flow of energy or the flow of food or the flow of blood. There's the flow of your sewer control.
It's a sewer. It's a sewerage.
Yeah, even the lymphatic fluid that picks up a lot of stuff that the blood doesn't. And, you know, the blood is tightly contained in arteries, veins, all the way down to arterioles, venules, down to the tiny little capillaries. You do not want blood, except in some rare occasions, to get outside of that contained system. Well, the lymphatic fluid, the lymph fluid, has tubules and collecting ducts and ways to concentrate and move the fluid back into the circulatory system so it can be pumped back into other parts of the body. But a lot of it is just kind of free flowing. And it's where a lot of edema comes from when you swell up.
What swollen glands are edema? Do you want to explain that a little bit?
Well, that's a little different, a swollen gland. Now, usually this when we talk
about swollen glands usually in your neck area, but
yeah,
is
we're
it
talking
possible
about lymph nodes. We're talking about
wherever
lymph
they
nodes.
Are, under your arms,
yeah,
groin.
Under your arms in your groin, along swollen. The side of your neck is where they're concentrated. Because those are the areas where you're usually most exposed to toxins and antigens that your body needs to deal with. And because of, you know, the urinary and bowel stuff of the groin and what we eat and breathe and drink up through our throats, the lymph nodes are the police stations of the body. There's where they have tremendous collections of what are known as T cells. And it's one of your first lines of defense in the immune system. And these areas of the body will leak fluid into surrounding tissue in inflammatory conditions, which is what causes swelling. You get a bee sting, it swells up. You know, if you get a little infection, it swells up because the body is leaking some blood, some plasma, some lymph into those areas to bring in healing nutrition to address the problem. And then eventually it goes away. White blood cells are floating heavily in the lymph fluid as well as in the bloodstream. So it's just like the body's just constantly on patrol. The blood is bringing nutrition to the body. The lymph helps to gather metabolites and used up, you know, whatever's left of the nutrition back into the system so it can be dumped out through the bile in the liver or through the urine in the bladder. And when you have good balance of eating the right kind of foods and you have good balance of getting rid of the garbage, just like last night, you know, I had to take the garbage out to the edge of the street once a week, take out the big garbage can.
Yeah.
Well, we don't just get rid of garbage through our bowel movements. There's a smaller amount of garbage, litter pickup, whatever you want to call it, throughout every cell of the body.
Isn't it amazing when you get right down to it? It's almost a religious experience to understand how complicated, how complex the body is, the cellular structure, and how things function. And yet we abuse the hell out of our bodies, and they still come back save us from ourselves.
you couldn't abuse a $200,000 Ferrari for very long and get away with it.
No.
But you could do it to your body.
Smoking and drinking and eating the wrong things in our body, my God, however it was designed from whatever intelligence that's far greater than ours. We're so dumb, we abuse this thing that we've been given. And so guys like you then help us to work our way around it. It's pretty amazing. But I saw this and I thought maybe this would be a good something for us to examine. How one has a lymphatic system and how it works, very important for you to know. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Doug Steffen with a reminder about how Kallikrein works. Speaking about how the body works, you know, you eat things, as I just said, you abuse your body, you put weight on, your body doesn't like it, and if you let it, it'll work on its own. But if you keep abusing it, you got to have a little help in losing that weight and keeping it off. I think years from now, you'll probably be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than the things that you do. And here's an opportunity right now to get the weight out of the way. Kallikrein helps. America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, 24 years and counting. Check them out on their website, toploss.com. The number one all-natural way of losing weight and, importantly, keeping it off. Use the DJV code when you check out, and you'll be able to get their BOGO deal. Buy three and get three free. Keep the numbers going up from there. You'll be A-OK. Dr. Jack.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.